It's Brian, your lunatic friend. You ever discovered that you've been misquoting a scripture for your entire life, mostly because you've heard it used so many times in the wrong direction? There's more than one scripture that we toss around out of context, mostly because it's convenient. Timothy says that all scripture is inspired by God, and it's good for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction by God, but I don't think we were supposed to use it like a pea shooter. One verse that I was misquoting yesterday to myself was that verse in Matthew that I heard my dad quote all the time, where two or more are gathered, there I am in the midst. It was usually quoted in church services where nobody showed up. So anyway, I was thinking about church and sometimes why I don't like to show up. I remembered that verse in Hebrews where it says, you've been believers so long that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you're still in the first grade. And then I felt convicted and I thought, maybe I ought to be starting a Bible study. And my very next thought was, what if nobody shows up? And that's where the verse came in, where two or more are gathered in my name. And I thought, maybe I've already started a church because I'm meeting one guy for breakfast. But we are gathered in his name at the First Church of IHOP, and it's better than the church I go to because we get pancakes instead of donuts. And they do take up an offering at the end, but it's kind of mandatory. And even when they make you pay, there's more than two or three people at IHOP assemblies. But the truth is that two or three scripture is used to justify any gathering just short of a tax appointment, but then you better hope God is there too, because you still might need some salvation. But that two or more scripture in Matthew 18:20 is centered around how to handle conflicts in church. It's not talking about worship services, but maybe that's why I don't like to go to church. We're supposed to settle conflicts? I've always loved passive aggression better. If you're going to try to correct my doctrine or my behavior, I'm just going to call you a sin sniffer and leave. And verse 19, where it says, if any two of you agree on something, it shall be done, is not about anything you agree on. It's about a judicial matter. Not two of us agreeing that we can do anything we want. Okay, so where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. But he's also probably there when we've missed. And there's your nutshell sermon right there. There's really nothing wrong with agreeing that when we gather, God is there. It's definitely true. But he's there when nobody's looking too. And I don't hear any scriptures misquoted for that. But then what do I know? I'm just your lunatic friend on the back row. It's just me and you. But that makes two here at NutshellSermons.com. So if you're not in the midst, you would be missed. Thanks for gathering. And remember that your support is not mandatory, but it's appreciated.